你敢相信吗
？Can you believe it？
一家1851年诞生的百年玻璃企业。
A glass company founded in 1851.
熬过三次工业革命。
Surviving three industrial revolutions.
数次金融危机和科技泡沫。
Multiple financial crises and technological bubbles.
如今却站在 AI 时代潮头。
Now they are standing at the forefront of the AI era.
就在几天前。
Just a few days ago,
英伟达投资5亿美元拿下康宁认股权证。
NVIDIA invests $500 million to acquire Corning's stock options.
康宁随即官宣光连接产能扩大10倍。
Corning announced the expansion of its random capacity tenfold.
光纤产能暴涨50%。
Fiber production capacity increased by 50%.
新建三座工厂专供 AI 数据中心。
Build three factories exclusively for AI data centers.
消息一出
，The news came out.
康宁股价盘前暴涨20%。
Corning's stock price surged by 20% before the market opened.
从2年半前的30美元飙升至今天的180美元。
From $30 2.5 years ago to today's $180.
这家百年企业也再一次惊艳全球。
This century-old enterprise has once again amazed the world.
我们今天就来聊聊康宁的故事。
Today, let's talk about the story of Corning.
这还得从175年前说起。
This has to start from 75 years ago.
1851年，商人埃默里·霍顿在美国马赛诸塞州创立了一家作坊式的玻璃小厂。
In 1851, businessman Emory Horton established a glass factory in Massachusetts, USA, which was a rental-based factory.
没想到几年后。
Unexpectedly, after a few years,
美国爆发了金融大恐慌，建筑业停滞。
The United States experienced a financial crisis with the construction industry coming to a standstill.
玻璃滞销，公司濒临破产，生死关头。
Glass company is on the verge of bankruptcy.
他的长子，化学家小霍顿挺身而出。
His eldest son, the chemist Zyro Hewerton, stepped forward.
将实验室研发的有色玻璃推向市场。
Launch laboratory developed colored glass products to the market.
这款质感如宝石的玻璃迅速打开销路。
This glass with its gemstone-like texture quickly opened up sales.
硬生生将公司从死亡边缘拉回。
Corning pulled the company back from the brink of death.
也第一次体会到技术创新的重要性。
I also realized the importance of technological innovation for the first time.
为了寻求更便宜的石英砂等原料。
In order to seek cheaper raw materials such as quartz sand.
以及更便利的交通条件。
And more convenient transportation conditions.
霍顿在1868年将公司搬迁到了纽约南部的康宁镇。
In 1868, Horton moved the company to Corning in the south of New York.
并以该地名正式将公司更名为康宁公司。
And formally renamed the company to Corning Inc. using this name.
1879年。
1879.
爱迪生发明电灯。
Edison invented the electric light.
却苦于无法量产耐用的灯泡玻璃外壳。
However, they were struggling with the inability to mass produce durable light bulb glass shells.
康宁最终攻克了技术难题。
Canning finally overcame the technical difficulties.
造出高性价比玻璃灯罩
create a cost-effective glass lampshade.
让电灯走进千家万户。
To bring electric lights into every household.
也奠定了它在特种玻璃领域的领先地位。
It's also established its leading position in the field of specialty glass.
20世纪60年代
In the 1960s,
全球通信主要依赖同心线，信号传输衰减快。
Global communication mainly relies on coaxial cable transmission, which has a fast attenuation.
容量小
Small capacity.
但似乎也找不到更好的替代品。
But it seems that there is no better alternative.
当时
At that time,
科学界普遍认为
Scientists generally agree that
光在玻璃纤维中的传输衰减得很快。
Light is transmitted through glass fiber very quickly.
不可能用于长距离通信。
Not suitable for long-distance communication.
直到1966年
Until 1966,
华裔物理学家高锟发表了一篇划时代论文。
A Chinese physicist named Gao Kun has published a groundbreaking paper.
大胆提出高纯度玻璃
Boldly propose high-purity glass.
可以实现光纤通讯。
Can be used for optical fiber communication.
当时呢，却被业界认为是天方夜谭。
At that time, it was considered a fantasy by the industry.
1970年8月7日
August 7, 1970,
康宁公司三位科学家在所进行的测试中得到一个惊人。
The three scientists at Corning were surprised by the results of their tests.
结果
Result
一种光纤的光损耗单位值首次突破了高锟设定的参数目标。
The optical loss of a fiber has exceeded the target parameters set by Gaokun for the first time.
这意味着光纤通信成为可能。
This makes optical fiber communication possible.
这一年也因此被公认为光通信元年。
This year was also recognized as the first year of optical communication.
但这项颠覆性技术呢，并没有立刻带来商业回报。
However, this disruptive technology did not immediately bring commercial returns.
此后
Subsequently,
十多年
More than 10 years.
光纤市场毫无起色。
The market for optical fibers is colorless.
几乎没有应用场景。
There are almost no applications.
没有盈利。
No profit.
这要是换做其他企业。
If this were another company.
可能早就叫停项目，解散团队。
It's possible that the project was already terminated and the team was disbanded.
但康宁没有，他们形成了一种独特的不以成败论英雄的企业文化理念。
However, Corning did not have a unique corporate culture based on success or failure.
绝不用短期商业成败定义研发的价值。
Do not define the value of research and development based on short-term commercial success.
如果暂时没有技术落地的场景呢?
But if there are no immediate technical implementation scenarios,
便存入公司的种子技术储备库
stored in the company's seed technology repository.
即便项目暂停
even if the project is suspended,
也绝不否定科研人员的付出。
I also do not deny the efforts of researchers.
每年万圣节
Every Halloween,
康宁研发团队都会举办一场特殊活动。
The research teams at Corning will hold a special event.
用纪念形式致敬那些暂时沉寂的技术和默默坚守的研发者。
To commemorate those temporarily dormant technologies and the researchers who have quietly persevered.
他们坚信
They firmly believe that
每一项技术都在等待属于自己的时代风口。
Every technology is waiting for its own time.
事实上
In fact,
这份对技术的执着
This obsession with technology
也多次成为康宁的救命稻草
It has also been a lifeline for Corning.
回到一百多年前的二十世纪初
Back to the early 20th century, over 100 years ago.
当时为了解决火车灯罩炸裂问题
At that time, in order to solve the problem of the train's lamp cover cracking,
康宁呢曾研发出耐高温的硅硼酸玻璃。
Canning has developed high temperature resistant silicon borate glass.
却因产品过于坚固耐用。
However, due to the product's excessive durability and resilience,
不需更换。
No need to replace.
导致销量不佳
leading to poor sales,
商业上并不成功
not successful in business.
但几年后呢
But after a few years,
康宁在这项技术基础上推出的耐热玻璃器皿
Corning's heat-resistant glassware based on this technology
却引爆了厨具市场
However, it triggered a boom in the kitchenware market.
成为一款畅销全球的产品
to become a globally successful product
包括后来研发的用于军工和太空项目的玻璃陶瓷材料
including later developed glass ceramic materials for military and space projects
看似小众技术产品
seemingly niche technology products
后来都在民用领域迎来了广阔市场
Later, it has seen a broad market in civilian applications.
上世纪九十年代
In the 1990s,
互联网浪潮席卷全球
The internet wave sweeps across the globe.
光纤在沉寂
The fiber is silent.
多年后
Years later,
移越成为通信网络核心康宁
Become a core communication network of Corning.
作为光纤技术的开创者
As pioneers in optical fiber technology,
自然成为资本市场的宠儿
Naturally become a favorite of the capital market.
股价三年暴涨八九倍
Stock prices have soared 8 or 9 times in 3 years.
此时的康宁大举借债疯狂扩建
At this time, Corning was aggressively borrowing and expanding wildly.
全力压住光纤业务
All out bet on optical fiber business.
没想到
Unexpectedly,
2000年
2000,
互联网泡沫破裂
The internet bubble bursts.
光纤需求又瞬间归零
The demand for optical fiber suddenly disappeared.
康宁股价从113美元暴跌至最低不足1美元。
The price of Corning stock plummeted from $113 to less than $1.
市值蒸发 99%.
99% of the market capitalization increase.
再度濒临破产。
Facing bankruptcy again.
换了别的公司啊
Changed to another company
大概率是要追责裁员拆分资产
Most likely it will be about holding them accountable firing them and dividing assets
而康宁的企业文化再次发挥作用
And Corning's corporate culture once again played a role
负责光纤业务的温德尔维克斯不仅没被问责
Wendell Wilcoxwho was responsible for the fiber optic business, was not held accountable.
反而被任命为公司 CEO. 他顶着巨大压力。
Instead, he was appointed CEO under immense pressure.
断臂求生，关闭。
Survival with one arm is over.
七家工厂裁员12000人。
7 factories lay off 2,000 people.
取消百年未断的股东分红
Cancel the central long dividend policy
他削减研发经费
He cut the research and development budget.
但绝不解散。
But never disband.
核心研发团队，淘汰过剩产能。
Core R&D team eliminates redundant capacity.
但绝不放弃技术储备。
But never give up on technical reserves.
同时打破部门壁垒。
Break down departmental barriers.
推行一个抗凝理念。
Promote an anti-thrombosis concept.
实现人才跨部门流转。
Realize cross-departmental personnel mobility.
避免单一业务风险拖垮。
Avoid a single business risk from collapsing.
整个企业。就在康宁绝境求生之时。
The entire company was in a desperate situation.
沉睡的技术种子也再度发芽。
The dormant technology seeds have once again sprouted.
此前
Previously,
他们研发的 LCD 玻璃基板工艺一直无人问津。
Their developed LCD glass substrate process has been ignored.
却恰逢液晶电视市场爆发。
However, it coincided with the explosion of the LCD TV market.
成为康宁的又一根救命稻草。
Become another lifeline for Corning.
成功让公司脱离破产危机。
Successfully saved the company from bankruptcy.
其实康宁的传奇呢，远不止于此。
Actually, Corning's legend is far from over.
2007年
2007.
乔布斯带着初代 iPhone 的研发需求。
Jobs brought the development requirements for the first iPhone to Apple.
直接找到维克斯，要求是六个月内量产1.3毫米。
Find out that Vickers requires a production of 1.3mm within 6 months.
超薄，高透光。
Ultra thin, high transparency,
耐刮抗摔的专用玻璃
special glass that is scratch resistant and anti-aging,
且直接跳过试产
and directly skip the trial production,
独家供货
exclusive supply.
维克斯起初认为啊
the lawsuit alleges that
这不可能
this is impossible.
乔布斯当时说道
Jobs said at the time,
你知道你最大问题是什么吗
？Do you know what your biggest problem is？
你怕产品失败
？You are afraid of product failure。
被我问责
，I was reprimanded。
你把个人声誉置于公司和员工机遇之上
，You prioritize your personal reputation over the opportunities for the company and its employees。
最终，康宁决定重启尘封36年的强化玻璃项目。
Finally, Corning decided to restart the reinforced glass project that had been shelved for 36 years.
这项1962年研发的技术。
This technology developed in 1962.
当时因成本高。
At that time, due to high costs.
缺乏市场被。封存了30多年。
The market has been sealed off for 30 years.
随后6个月。
Subsequently, for the next 6 months,
康宁团队全力攻坚。
Corning team works hard.
成功将4毫米强化玻璃打磨到1.3毫米。
Successfully milled 4mm reinforced glass to 1.3mm.
完美满足了乔布斯的要求。
Perfectly met the requirements of Jobs.
这款玻璃呢，就是后来风靡全球的大猩猩玻璃。
This glass is actually the later popularized Perilla glass.
随着 iPhone 横空出世
，With the advent of the iPhone,
这款玻璃也成为智能手机的标配。
This glass has also become a standard for smartphones.
从爱迪生的灯泡到乔布斯的手机。
From Edison's light bulb to Jobs's mobile phone,
再到如今的 AI 时代
to the present era of AI,
康宁似乎次次都能踩中时代。
It seems that Len is always able to hit the mark.
卖过，背后其实是无数看似失败的研发。
Behind every breakthrough, there are countless seemingly failed research and development efforts.
数十年
Decades
默默坚守，光纤业务
Silently and steadfastly maintain the optical fiber business.
康宁亏损将近二十年
Canning has been losing money for nearly 20 years.
却从未停止研发投入
However, it has never stopped investing in research and development.
那些暂停的项目呢，也从未被抛弃。
Those projects that were put on hold have never been abandoned.
始终在等待时机。终于 AI 时代到来。
Always waiting for the right moment, the AI era has finally arrived.
数据中心光通信需求爆发。
Data center optical communication demand is booming.
当年互联网泡沫留下的光纤技术再次迎来高光时刻。
The fiber optic technology left behind by the internet bubble is once again in the spotlight.
2026年
2026
康宁历经25年坚守，股价终于重回历史高点。
Canning has been holding its stock price for 25 years and finally returned to its historical high.
很多人说
Many people say
科技行业成王败寇，追风口赚快钱才是生存之道。
The key to survival in the tech industry is to follow the latest trends and make quick profits.
但康宁用175年历程给出了截然相反的答案。
However, Corning's 175-year history provides a completely opposite answer.
他历经繁荣与崩塌。
He experienced prosperity and collapse.
巅峰与谷底。
At the bottom of the valley.
数次濒临破产。
Facing multiple near bankruptcy situations,
却总能浴火重生。
But it can always rise from the ashes.
他的成功从不是某一项技术的侥幸。
His success was never due to luck.
也不是某一次风口的红利。
Not just a fleeting trend.
而是始终尊重技术。
Always respect technology.
尊重研发。
Respect research.
尊重每一次看似失败的尝试。
Respect every attempt, even if it seems like a failure.
他用实际行动证明了工程师文化驱动的长期主义。
He demonstrated through his actions the long-term vision driven by an engineering culture.
不是急功近利的追求短期盈利。
Not the pursuit of short-term profits.
而是相信技术价值。
Instead, I believe in the value of technology.
坚守研发初心。
Uphold the original intention of research and development.
不以一时成败论英雄。
Not judging heroes by their immediate success or failure.
不以短期得失定未来。
Don't judge the future based on short-term gains and losses.
如今
Nowadays,
AI 浪潮汹涌
AI boom
资本市场再度陷入狂热
The capital market is once again in a frenzy
或许未来 AI 泡沫也会有破灭的一天
Perhaps the AI bubble will eventually burst
但我们相信
But we believe that
这家尊重失败
This respects failure
坚守长期主义
A whole long-termism.
深耕技术的企业
Deeply rooted in technology companies.
依旧能凭借不以成败论英雄的生存法则
Still able to rely on the survival rule of not judging heroes by success or failure.
穿越泡沫
Go through the foam.
再创辉煌
Recreate glory.
因为在科技发展的长河里
because in the long river of technological development,
一时的输赢,
the immediate gains and losses,
从不算数,
from not counting,
长久的坚守与沉淀,
long-term perseverance and accumulation,
才是穿越时代的永恒王道。点个关注吧。
The eternal principle of transcending the times, please follow.